What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I hope everyone had a great weekend and a great serene Monday. I know it's been a while, been about like 3 weeks that I haven't put up an episode, and I sincerely apologize. I just been going through the emotions, feelings, and shit like that. So with that being said, of going through the motions and shit like that, I want to talk about making changes. Making changes to better yourself. This could be anywhere from physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental. Yeah. So I am 34 years old. I lived for quite some time. But for a very long time, I had a lot of patterns. I had things that I disliked about myself. I had things that, you know, I'm not even going to lie, I hated. And or annoyed about. And I felt like lately, I've just been feeling like, yo, if I don't like something, why won't I change it, right? So now I'm looking on Tumblr, YouTube, TikTok to find, you know, even Pinterest to find, like, things that could influence me and push me. And even looking at people when I do certain jobs, looking at people and basically what I find that I like about them, or what am I attracted to towards them, and, you know, seeing if that's something that I want to do towards myself. For instance, basically working out. So I didn't like my lower stomach for a very long time. Like, I did not like how it looked in dresses. I didn't like how it looked in pants. You know, my girl tucking your belly. Like, I don't want to tuck in my belly, okay? I want my belly to be good. So that bothered me for a while. Like, I used to complain about it. And I had my little complaining circle who was going through the same thing. And we just complained about it. And it's like, I realized, why am I complaining when I could just do something the fuck about it? You know, like, let me go to the gym. Let me do some ab exercises. Let me eat the proper way. I'll drink more water. I'll drink more green tea. I could detox, drink more vegetables and fruits. I could do the intermittent fasting, not eat after 6 or 7, because that really helped with my waistline. Like, I was able to see results with not eating after 6, 3 to 4 days out the week. I was able to see fast results within 2 to 3 weeks. And even with that, it has a lot of benefits. Please Google it. It's good for inflammation. It could prevent stroke with intermittent fasting, and your body is just able to renew, recharge when you don't eat after a certain time. So definitely look into that if you're able to do so. So even going to the gym, I'm starting to feel more confident because I see the results in my body and I love it. Like, even with certain clothes I wear, I'm like, oh my God, I don't have to walk around and my stomach is jiggling, baby. Go ahead, daddy. It's jiggling, baby. Go, you know. I wasn't feeling that for me. So I was like, you know, that's a goal of mine, to just keep working on my body, you know, because I want my stomach to be built. I want my legs to be toned and my butt to be up. And I just want to be able to have a toned, beautiful body. You know, that's a goal of mine. So I had to make that change to be disciplined. Okay, let's go to the gym a couple of days out the week, every week, even if you're tired, go to the gym. Eat better, know when to deny certain things, drink a lot of water, drink a lot of tea, and this could benefit me for the long run, you know what I mean? So I don't have diseases. I'm able to take care of my body and also and simultaneously look good, which I love. Okay. Let's see. Really paying mind to the things that I eat, you know? I realize my health is wealth. I knew that from before, but now I'm like, yo, your health is wealth. Like, I don't want to be scared to go to the doctor and find out something. I don't want to be scared and they say I have something because I didn't want to prevent it, or I didn't watch what I was eating, or I didn't watch what I was thinking, you know, or, you know, indulging in. So I said, okay, like, it's time to slowly but shortly change the way that I, change the way that I eat and what I bring into my body. So, like, drinking a lot of water, putting cucumbers and limes in it to detox. Drinking a lot of green tea when I'm at work, drinking a lot of water. You know, just drinking nothing but water, tea, no juices. And if it's juices, it's nothing but natural juices, strictly. And I really, really am all that. And, you know, eating veggies and buying fruits, fresh fruits, and incorporating that on a weekly basis. And eating my protein and just being honest with myself. Like, if I want to feel better and even look better, what are the things that I could indulge in? Even figuring out the issues with my body, like, there was quite a while where I couldn't breathe. And, you know, I went to doctors and they couldn't tell me why. And I've been going through this for, like, off and on about 2-3 years where I can't breathe. All of a sudden, I can't breathe. And I'm out of breath. And it's very annoying. So, you know, I looked up some things and I found out about chlorophyll. Chlorophyll that, you know, they use in the plants. It's plants, basically. And it actually helps to clear out the lungs, you know, that and sea moss. So it actually helps to clear out the lungs and make you breathe better. When I say I started taking I take chlorophyll every morning, every fucking morning. If I'm at my mom's house, I would take it at night, but I take it every morning. And when I say I'm able to breathe better, I don't really have those episodes as much as I used to. It really, really, really made a difference. And I'm grateful for that. It's all if you're not into the Western medicine, there are so many ways in a holistic matter that you could help your body feel better, or you could, like, cure things, you know. And I'm into, like, herbs. I'm into more natural ways of healing. So, you know, I'm very ecstatic that I found chlorophyll, and it has helped me breathe better and not have those episodes. So, you know, I have a couple of other things that I want to, you know, work on in my body that I feel like I could heal with certain herbs and stuff like that. So I'm actually excited for that journey. And yeah, that was something I wanted to change. That's something I want to change. Even on my mental state of mind, I had a lot of thoughts, you know, negative thoughts, intrusive thoughts. And, you know, I hated feeling like that or overthinking. So, you know, making the time to meditate every night before I go to bed and just incorporating that on as a routine and knowing that's something that I have to do before I go to bed. And as well as, you know, deeply breathing and being mindful and, I need to pray more. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I do slack. So, you know, praying more and believing in the higher power and know that there shouldn't be a worry in my boat, because the higher power, positive ancestors, and my father has me forever and always. You know, there's a couple of things I wanted to change, even with my hair. I want my hair to be grow longer, so I make sure before I do my wash, set deep condition, that I put aloe in my hair. I also did the whole rice water, so they said black rice is actually better. So I am soaking in the black rice now in my refrigerator, and once I do my wash and set this Saturday, before that day, I'm gonna put that in my hair. And I do that consistently every 2 weeks. I'll go get my hair done every 2 weeks because I really would like longer, healthier, thicker hair. So that's something that I am working on, even with my skin, making sure I put my right creams on my face, doing laser for any hair that I have on my face, and just going forth on taking care of my skin, because it's a part of me. It's the largest organ on your body, so it's something to take care of and taking pride. Another thing I want to change is my teeth. My teeth are not bad, but I always wanted teeth whitening, so I made an appointment to do teeth whitening. I made an appointment to do facials. Like, I'm working on things on myself, so I, you know, I could just be better for myself, you know? And I feel like in order for you, if you're in an unhappy state regarding self, you should find things to make you happy and to better yourself, and list the things that you want to do. So time by time, you can knock them off. Let me start exercising. Let me start eating better. Let me start healing myself. Let me go to appointments. You know, just do things to make yourself better so you don't mope around, feel bad, be a victim, and upset at yourself for how you look, how you feel, you know, on even doing things on a daily basis. If you need to change your job, if you want more freedom, go out there and see what you need to become, to have that life that you always want. I feel changes are imperative. You need to change in order to grow. And for me, I'm like, I'm willing to change. I'm willing to do things and spend money in order for me to look the way that I want to look, to feel happy for how I want to feel happy. And I'm very proud of myself because I've been wanting to do a lot of these things for quite some time, and I'm finally doing it, and I'm being dedicated on doing it. And I truly, truly appreciate that, and even the higher power for pushing me. So that's something I wanted to share. I hope it resonates with somebody. Nothing but peace and blessings.